Only difference is that our destination lies in England. The uninvited guest smiled at me briefly and replied, I will have to ask you to postpone your trip. I have a very urgent job for you. My life depends on it. Holmes peeked his ears. Your life? He repeated. Well then please, take a seat and tell us everything about that job you have for us. The man looked around the room and inspected our breakfast table, then shook his head. I'd rather stay here, he said hesitantly, but I'd like to present my case to you. As you wish, Holmes replied, leaning back with his arms crossed. My name is Joe Hampton, the African-American began. I'm a farm worker in Jefferson County. I'm married, at least I was. My wife is dead. She was murdered. I'm sorry to hear that, Holmes said. And you've come thousands of miles to London to ask us to investigate? It's not that simple, the man replied slowly. The American police has already resolved the case, and the accused has been tried and convicted, sentenced to death, to be precise. Holmes raised an eyebrow and said, Well, then justice was done, although this fact certainly does little to change your tragic loss. But still, I don't quite understand why you're here. Because I'm the convict, Mr. Hampton replied. I am the one who is to be hanged. You murdered your own wife? I asked, surprised. But Holmes immediately rattled, saying, Of course not, my dear Watson. Mr. Hampton came to England because it was a misjudgment.